Oh, I just love this. Oh, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. I was just looking at some comics. My name is Gabe. Now, lots of people read comics. How much do you like comics? Have you ever been to an event that is all about comics? Well, the title of today's lesson is Comic Con. Yes, there is a comic convention in San Diego, not too far away, right? And today we'll learn about how it's not just comics. And if you don't like comics, this could still be a fun event. The next section is comics, cameras, and costumes. What's that all about? You'll find out. So let's get started with Comic Con. Calvin, I just love you.
Comic Con. The geeks are taking over San Diego. Fans and fun abound at Comic Con International, San Diego, as superheroes, zombies, robots, and more come out to play. Not just comics. Though it is a comics convention by name, Comic Con actually celebrates genre entertainment in many forms, including film, TV, and games, as well as comic books. This wildly popular event, now in its 47th year, started with only 100 people in 1970. But now, about 130,000 attend the convention every year. Many cities in the U.S. have their own miniature Comic Con, though New York City's gathering more than competes with San Diego's in size.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看genre 这个名词。注意这里的g 是发r 念成genre。 Genre 是指类型, 种类, 或者是题材。 例如, the singer has mastered different genres of music. 这位歌手不同的音乐风格都游刃有余。 或者是, the director's latest work fell into the genre of black comedy. 这位导演最新的作品属于黑色喜剧的类别。 接下来我们看的是 miniature 这个形容词, M-I-N 这个字根有小的意思。 所以 miniature 是指微型的或小型的。 例如, the miniature dollhouse was handmade. 这个迷你娃娃屋是手工做的。 或者是, we had a great time playing miniature golf. 我们去玩迷你高尔夫球玩得非常开心。 Miniature 也可以当名词, 意思就是指微型复制品。 例如, I bought a miniature of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. 我在巴黎时买了个埃菲尔铁塔的微型复制品。
Superheroes, cosplayers, and comic book fans, you all have reason to celebrate. Comic-Con International will join forces with the San Diego Convention Center in 2017 and 2018 as organizers of the pop culture event announced plans to extend their stay in San Diego for two more years. San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer made the announcement on July 2, 2015.
Comic-Con is here to stay in San Diego for another 2 years, ladies and gentlemen.
While we are excited to welcome the world to San Diego next week for Comic-Con, we are equally thrilled to begin work on having the world's finest comics and popular arts convention held in America's finest city.
Comic-Con is a homegrown event, starting in San Diego and calling the convention center home in 1991. The event is an economic boon for the city of San Diego, expected to generate $135 million in regional impact and $2.7 million in tax revenues for the city of San Diego in 2015.
If you still don't understand how much Comic-Con means to San Diego, let me phrase it this way. More Superman means more super streets. More lightsabers means more library hours. And more Comic-Con means more neighborhood services for San Diegans.
It also attracts a worldwide audience from hundreds of international media outlets to the fans who travel here from all over the world.
We're so excited that San Diego will be the home for Comic-Con for another 2 years. Thank you, Faye Desmond, John Rogers, David Glanzer, the entire board of Comic-Con for choosing San Diego. But most of all, I would like to thank the San Diego Convention Center employees who have hosted Comic-Con since 1991, making it one of the top events in San Diego.
All right, well, that should give you a little taste of what Comic-Con is like. You could see there were lots of people dressed in different and interesting costumes.
Gabe, what is it that you have in your hands? What are you reading?
Rebecca, Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes. I love Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite comic strips or comic books. Calvin and Hobbes.
And why do you like it so much?
Well, it's just fun. I really like the illustrator, the author. He has a really interesting way of telling stories through this little boy and his imaginary tiger that comes to life in this comic book.
So you're saying that you actually like the pictures. You don't necessarily like the words. I see, Gabe.
Well, no. I like the pictures and the words. He's very clever, very intellectual, actually, which makes it even funnier. But I don't know if I would see a lot of Calvin and Hobbes at Comic-Con, but I wouldn't be surprised because, after all, this is part of comics.
Well, one thing I know for sure is that the geeks are taking over San Diego. And I really like that phrase, to take over.
All right, to take over. Well, that could mean different things. In our lesson, the geeks are maybe changing the atmosphere of San Diego, or they're taking control. To take over could mean to take control. Now, when you have a large group of people coming into an area, I think it means more to change the atmosphere of that area, okay? Mm-hmm. So it has a different feel now. During the time of Comic-Con, San Diego has a different feel than normal.
Well, I have another example as to how you can use this phrase, to take over. Now, I love to cook. I love to bake, right? Well, let's say, for example, as soon as she moved into my apartment, Sally took over the kitchen. She was doing all the cooking and all the baking, and I felt like I couldn't use the kitchen anymore.
Yes, okay, that's a great example. Mm-hmm. She took over the kitchen. Sometimes there are a lot of movies about aliens that want to take over the world, right? That means they are going to be in control of the world now. Well, think of other ways that you can use that phrase. And our lesson says the geeks are taking over San Diego. It's kind of a fun word. People who love comic books or something like that, maybe they spend all their time thinking about something like comics or like certain video games, you could perhaps call them geeks, okay? Geeks could mean different things, and our lesson says the geeks are taking over San Diego.
Well, we learned something else in our lesson. Fans and fun abound at Comic-Con International, and that is what we're talking about. San Diego, as superheroes, zombies, robots, and more come out to play. However, we learn in the next section, not just comics. Though it's a comics convention by name, Comic-Con actually celebrates genre entertainment in many forms, including film, TV and games, as well as comic books. There's a lot of information in this sentence, but we want to go back up and talk about these two words, by name.
Okay, so by name. So that means that this is a comic convention. By name, you know that it's a convention about comics. But there is more involved than just comics, okay? As you can see, there are people who love to wear their Superman shirts at the Comic-Con. But this is more than just a comic convention by name. It's a comic convention, but there's more there. Now, you can use this phrase in other ways. So, for example, a certain group of people might have a certain name, right? In America, people think that Americans are Christian, that it's a Christian nation. Well, a lot of Americans might be Christian by name. I might call myself a Christian. Mm-hmm. Americans might call themselves Christians. But a lot of them don't act like Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just believe what you see in Hollywood or in the media about America being a Christian nation. A lot of them are just Christian by name.
Exactly. Or you could also say, some people might say, that the president is only the head of the country by name. Well, the president of America, that is. Because Congress actually is the one who makes the laws.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, there are different ways to use this phrase. Though it's a comics convention by name, Comic-Con actually celebrates genre entertainment in many forms, including film, TV, and games, as well as comic books. So, this wildly popular event, now in its 47th year, started with only 100 people in 1970, but now it has grown to how much, Rebecca?
130,000 people attend the conference every year. Okay, well, it's definitely grown. And many cities in the U.S. have their own miniature Comic-Con, though New York City gatherings more than rivals San Diego's in size.
And we can gather from that sentence that New York's is not only a big comic convention, but it might be even better than the one in San Diego. It more than rivals San Diego's in size. Okay, so it's bigger than the one in San Diego. All right, friends, we do have more to learn, so stay I just love these comics. Friends, we are learning about Comic-Con today, which is a comic convention in San Diego. And that just made me think about my favorite comics. Of course, I love Calvin and Hobbes. And I also love The Far Side. Now, of course, around the world, there are different kinds of comics. And in every culture, the comics kind of reflect that culture a little bit, right? Well, I suggest, if you haven't yet, check out Calvin and Hobbes and The Far Side. See what this is all about. Well, friends, we're going to continue now learning about Comic-Con, this cool and fun convention for comic book lovers right now.
Comic-Con. Comics, cameras, and costumes. Much is accomplished during the 5 days of the convention, including several annual programs. Fans that come for comic books will be keen to see the Eisner Awards, the Oscars of comic books. Filmmakers can submit their work to the International Independent Film Festival in hopes of attention and awards. But some of the greatest fun of the convention is found at the Masquerade, a competition that rewards the best wardrobe with medals, cash, and collectibles.
Okay, 接下来我们看 submit 这个动词, submit 是指缴交, 提交, 或者是呈送。 所以它的过去式、过去分词跟现在分词都要重复字尾的T 再加上ED 或 ING。 例如 William submitted his transcript to Yale when he applied to school there. William 申请耶鲁大学时提交了他的成绩单，或者是 All the evidence should be submitted to the court before the trial. 在开庭之前，所有的证据都应该缴交给法院。最后我们看的是 wardrobe 这个名词。 Wardrobe 在这里有戏服或行头的意思。 例如 the wardrobes for the movie's leading actors were designed by a famous fashion designer. 这部电影的主角的戏服是由一位知名的服装设计师所设计的。 Wardrobe 也可以指一个人所有的衣服。例如 Her wardrobe consists mainly of t-shirts and jeans. 她的衣服主要是 t-shirt 跟牛仔裤。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this next section is called Comics, Cameras, and Costumes. And let's go to the second sentence where we read, Fans that come for comic books will be keen to see the Eisner Awards, the Oscar of comic books.I really like this word keen too. This just means that you're very interested, eager, or you want to do something.
For example, I'm keen to go for a run later. I need some exercise.
Well,
I don't mind running. I'm keen to go for a run. Do you want to join?
Well, I'm not keen to go for a run later, and I'm definitely not keen to go to that movie.
Oh, you're not interested, huh?
No.
Okay, well, are you keen to go to the Info Cloud, Rebecca?
Yes, let's go to the Info Cloud.
Because Steve and Cam want to talk about the difference between an award and a reward. Let's join them now.
Today, let's talk about two similar sounding words, award and reward.Not only do they sound alike, their meanings are similar, but the two words are very different.
Okay, first, award. When you hear the word award, you should think of a special prize, like a trophy, medal, or plaque. An Oscar or a Nobel Prize are famous awards, and it's an honor to receive an award because it's not usually easy to earn one.
Right, the recipient of an award is often determined by a committee of judges. Okay, now let's look at rewards. Rewards are also recognitions, but they're a kind of acknowledgement of an individual's contributions. You can get a reward for making an effort. For example, if you found someone's cell phone on the street and turned it into the police, you may be rewarded with some money.
That's right.Now, another difference between reward and award is that rewards are mostly private or personal affairs. Awards get publicized.
That's right. A reward can mean something positive, like a feeling of satisfaction you get out of something. A mother's reward after so many years of labor raising her child is seeing the child grow up and become successful.
Or you may feel rewarded when someone simply says thanks to you. There's a feel-good factor when one is rewarded. So, friends, getting an award may not be so easy, but you can easily get rewarded if you make a bit of effort to help others in your daily life.
Award 跟 reward 这两个字要分清楚。Award 是一个奖，任何的奖杯、奖牌、勋章都可以叫做 award。诺贝尔奖、奥斯卡金像奖、奥运的奖牌都是备受瞩目的 awards。Reward 是一个比较广义的字，它可以指奖赏或者赏金。你如果把人家遗失的手机交送到警察局，人家有可能给你一个 reward 来报答你。Reward 呢，也可以是指个人内心的满足感。有时候听到别人的一声道谢，就是一个 reward， 它就足以让你觉得你的付出是值得的。有时候经过了辛苦的工作以后，你可以 reward 你自己，犒赏自己，帮自己买一个冰淇淋。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, thanks, guys. You know, sometimes thanks is the only reward that Stephen can get.
Well, I think the guy should get an award for that Info Cloud.
Yeah, it could be called the Most Informative Cloud Award.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, I have another idea.
Huh?
I think that we should finish talking about our lesson here.
Huh.
We read, filmmakers can submit their work.To the International Independent Film Festival in hopes of attention and awards. And let's talk about this phrase in hopes of. This just means that you want something to happen or you want something to be true.
That's right. And so these filmmakers submit their ideas in hopes of people giving them attention, and also in hopes of awards. They hope to have attention and awards. Well, friends, we learn also about some of the greatest fun is this masquerade, a competition that rewards the best wardrobe with medals, cash, and collectibles. And so, as you can see, lots of people enjoy dressing up as their favorite comic book characters at Comic-Con.
And right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with something funny. A review skit.
I hope it's funny.
Seriously.
I'm here at Comic-Con International.
Where fans and fun abound.
Super Scented Man? Is that you?
What a silly question. Of course it's me.
But what are you doing here?
Well, let me tell you, friend. It's Comic-Con, where superheroes come out to play.
That's true, but you're not a comic.
That's true, but Comic-Con actually celebrates genre entertainment in many forms.
Many forms?
Yes. For example, film, TV, games, and comic books.
It's a popular event, isn't it?
Yes, it's wildly popular. And it's now in its 47th year. You know, it started with only 100 people.
And now there are more than 100,000 people.
And many cities have their own miniature Comic-Con.
Miniature?
Yes, it means small. Let me tell you, though. The one in New York City rivals the one here in San Diego.
So, what do people do here at Comic-Con?
Well, there are programs, comic books, and awards.
And what do you like best, Super Sentence Man?
Well, you said it. I like Super Sentence Man best. Actually, let me tell you something. The greatest fun is the masquerade competition.
Oh, are there prizes for the best costumes?
Why, yes. The competition rewards the best wardrobe with medals, cash, and even collectibles.
Hey, maybe you'll win sometime.
Well, that is the plan. I sure hope so. You know, my costume is super.
Hey, and so are your sentences.
Well, I would love to go to Comic-Con, and I believe we have more to learn about Comic-Con next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.